Joining us now is Hisham Melhem. He writes for Al Safir magazine, a Beirut publication. Mr. Melhem joins us on the line from his home in Burke, Virginia. Mr. Melhem, you're based here in Washington, so you're really in tune with what's going on in the U.S. and also the rest of the world. How is the Arab world responding to the terrorist attacks on Tuesday?
Well, the Arab world responded with a mixture of feelings, revulsion, shock, outrage, and also disbelief. Nobody could have, the disbelief is related. Most people in the region believe that the United States, being the only superpower in the world, the only empire in the world, is so vulnerable. I mean, many people don't believe that the United States can act. So that's one way of looking at it. The other way is that they are racing for what they see as the inevitable retribution, and they are concerned about that. They believe that the United States is a wounded power now, and you know, they're bracing for a violent reaction. And many of them, you know, believe that they've seen something like that before, and they're not sure that by military means alone the United States can deal with a complex problem like terrorism.
Well, during the Gulf War, many Arab nations sided with Western powers against Iraq. Can you see that sort of coalition developing again in the Middle East?
Well, that's what Washington would like to see, and that's what Colin Powell is working on. I think initially he may find the Egyptians and the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, and the other Arab states like Jordan may be willing to help. I'm not sure whether those states are willing to give the United States carte blanche. I mean, they are waiting, like everybody else in the region, waiting for concrete evidence that Osama bin Laden and maybe like-minded organizations are involved in the horrors in New York and Washington. They may provide some logistical support, allow the Americans to fly over their airspace, the use of some spaces, air bases, for instance, and the harbors in the region, and the Arabian Gulf and the Arabian Sea. But I doubt very much that they will station troops in Pakistan. In fact, insists that any kind of military intervention in Afghanistan should be a multinational intervention similar to what happened in Kuwait in 1990 and 1991.
Do you think some nations in the region might seek to actually counter U.S. efforts against bin Laden?
I didn't hear the question.
Do you think that some nations in the region might actually try to counter U.S. efforts against bin Laden?
The Iraqis may try, but sometimes you'll probably find yourself in a strange arrangement. I mean, look at the Iranian reaction. The Iranians are hostile to the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. A few years ago, they were on the verge of entering into going into war with the Taliban. So you might find the Iranians playing a smart role, similar to the role that they played in 1990 when they sat on the sideline watching their old enemy Iraq being pounded to defeat. You might find some Arab nations willing to provide support, albeit in a clandestine way. Many Arab regimes, especially those who are close to the United States, are very concerned about the rise of these Islamist movements. And let's not forget that bin Laden is waging war against Saudi Arabia, his former homeland. The Egyptians, as well as the Jordanians and others, also have suffered from this kind of terror. So you might find some support. I'm not sure whether that support is going to be as explicit as it was in 1990-1991.
Hisham Melhem writes for Al Safir magazine, a Beirut newspaper. He's based here in Washington. Thank you, Mr. Melhem.